చెప్పారంటే ఇట్ గుప్త ఇస్ ఎ బిగ్ గుప్త ఇట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ శ్రద్ధర గుప్త శ్రద్ధర అంటే ఇది స్టైల్ ఆఫ్ రిసైటింగ్ ఇట్ ఆల్సో యు మే వాంట్ టు సే గ్రీవా భంగాభిరామం ముహురనుపతతి
ముహురనుపతతి
యందనే దత్తదృష్టిః పశ్చాద్ధేన ప్రవిష్టః శరపతనభయాత్ భూయసా పూర్వకాయం
శ్రమవివృతముఖభ్రంశిభిర్నవర్త్మాశ్యోదగ్రప్లుతత్వాత్
ంగాభిరామం ముహురనుపతతి స్యందనే దత్తదృష్టిః పశ్చాద్ధేన ప్రవిష్టః శరపతనభయాద్ భూయసా పూర్వకాయం తద్వైరర్ధావలీఢై శ్రమవివృతముఖభ్రంశిభిర్కీర్ణవత్మా పశ్యోదగ్రప్లుతత్వాద్వియతి బహుతరం స్తోకముర్యాం ప్రయాతి గ్రీవాభంగాభిరామం అనుపతతి దత్తదృష్టి పశ్చాద్ధేన పూర్వకాయం శ్రమవివృతముఖభ్రంశిభిర్నవత్మా ఉదగ్రప్లుతత్వాయతి బహుతరం శోకం దుర్యాం ప్రయాతి గోయింగ్ ఇన్ ది చారియట్ ఆన్ ది పాత్ ఇన్ ది ఫారెస్ట్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ పాత్ ఫర్ ది చారియట్ విత్ ఇన్ ది ఫారెస్ట్ అండ్ ఆన్ ఐదర్ సైడ్ దే ఆర్ మెడోస్ వైట్ మెడోస్ అండ్ డియర్ ఇస్ రన్నింగ్. He has the bow and arrow ready to hit the deer. He is hunting it. And then the Kanva's Shishya tells him, don't hunt the deer. And he stops. So he is telling Vidushaka, hey, look at the deer. It is running. He is giving a chase and it is running. That is the context. Okay? Now the deer is being described by Kalidasa. Okay? The running deer is described. Not like this. Running and also seeing. Running and seeing. Like that. Grivabhangabhiramam.
Very beautiful.
With the bent neck.
With the
bent neck.
Griva neck, Ganga bent. Abhiramu, very good. Anupatati.
Anupatati.
Running forward.
Running
behind.
Running behind.
Yeah. You see, suppose he goes like this, it is also going that way. Anupatati means not running behind, running along with. Because it is not running behind, you know, it is running along with. This anu has multiple meanings. Upasatta is not. Okay, so it is running. Occasionally looking at the chariot again and again by turning the neck. And as it runs and turns the neck and sees again and again, it is a very beautiful sight. Pashya. He said Pashya at the end. Pashya, you see. Okay. Then Sharapatana Bhayat.
Sharapatana
Bhayat. Due to the fear of
the
falling of the arrow. The
falling of the arrow.
Bhuyata.
Bhuyata.
By the larger
Paschardhena. Paschardhena.
The later portion of the body. By the later portion of the body. Purvakayam.
Purvakayam.
The front part of the body.
Pravishtaha.
Entered. Yeah, it is like this. You look at the deer, it is running. The front portion is front two legs and the head. That is the smaller part. The rest of the body is still a bigger part. And it is running with such a speed because it has to avoid the arrow as and when it is released. Not yet released, but it knows that the arrow will come. And therefore, to avoid the arrow, it will hit the back, you know, it is coming from the behind. Therefore, it is pulling the entire back part and making it enter into the front part. Okay? Ardhavalidhaihi.
Eaten
halfway. Shrama vibhuta mukha
bhramshibhihi.
Falling down.
Falling down.
From the mouth.
Which is open.
Due to exhaustion. Because it is running. Therefore, it was eating some grass, and those grass pieces were in its mouth, half eaten, and then started running with keeping the grass in the mouth. But as it is running, it is gasping for breath, and therefore mouth is open, and then these pieces of half eaten darbhai means grass, those small pieces, they are falling. Okay. And with these pieces, the path is indicated. Kirnavartma.
Kirnavartma.
Having the path filled with those pieces.
Having the path filled with
those pieces. You got the point?
Yes.
Pashya, you see. Udagrakrutatvat. Because of jumping very high. It jumps like that high. Viyati in space.
Bahutaram.
For a longer time. Uryam on the earth. Stokam. Very little time. Prayati. It is a running.
Beautiful.
That is Kalidasa. This is called Shabda Chitram. The words, now you see how the deer is running. It is just like that. It is more in the space than on the ground. So Kalidasa is like that.
You can actually imagine.
I love the magic. You should be able to. And he is about to release the arrow in the story. And then the Shishya of Karma Maharshi says, come on, Rajan, don't do that. And he stops. That is all the story. That is all the king is brought into the hermitage. That is the entrance. And then he stops hitting the arrow, releasing the arrow, doesn't do any harm to any life form. Oh, is it the ashram? Yes. Then the Shishya says, you are welcome to the ashram. You can have some food and all that. He goes, and then he sees Shakuntala. That is how the story tells him. Okay? So will you say the verse one time? ग्रीवा भंगाभिरामं मुहुरनुपततिस्यन्दने పశ్చాధ్యేన ప్రవిష్ట శరపతనభియా భయాద్ భూయసా పూర్వకాయం
పశ్చాధ్యేన ప్రవిష్ట శరపతనభయాద్
భూయసా
పూర్వకాయం
గర్భైరద్ధావలీఢైః శ్రమ వివృత ముఖ భ్రంశిభిర్కీర్ణవత్మా పశ్యోదగ్రప్లుతత్వాద్వియతి బహుతరం స్తోకముల్యాం ప్రయాతి దగ్రప్లుతత్వాద్వియతి బహుతరం స్తోకముల్యాం ప్రయాతి. Once you say the verse twice in the beginning, one parachyada, twice meaning, just now I have done only once, twice meaning, then you should have the shloka in your mind, at least for that moment. That is the way. If you try, you will get it. If you try, you will get it. Hari Om Dakshat.
Chale khana khaye.